It's 88.5 FM. Jeff Penfield joined live right now at Arroyo Seco Weekend by Alejandro Rose Garcia, but you may know him better as Shaky Graves. New album is called Can't Wake Up. Thank you so much for taking a little time out today before your set.
Yeah, thank you.
Excited for it?
Excited for today?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I get to, I'm excited to play, right? I guess that's that's one thing. But I'm pretty excited to see Neil Young. I haven't ever seen
You've never Neil seen Young. Neil, never. Right?
Everybody says that. People you are like, I've seen Neil five times. I'm like, I haven't.
Have you seen his backing band before?
No.
Promise of the Real, it's Lucas Nelson.
Oh, yeah, so, I guess I have then, technically.
Okay, so you've seen them as Promise
I've
of the Real.
I've seen Lucas Nelson, yes.
Yeah, so it's going to be a tight band, good day of concerts coming up, but obviously yours, playing some new tunes,
yeah.
I'm sure. But when you first released this album, one of the things you said was sell your suspenders because, you were labeled as Americana.
Right.
And
Rightfully so.
Yeah, okay. But you went a little different route. What was up with that? What influenced that change?
Oh, I mean, everything. I would say time, really. You know, the last record, full-length, fully done record I put out was in 2014. So those were songs I was writing from 2000, some of them as old as like 2008 or 7, mm-hmm. you know? And as most people are, musical tastes go in and out and technical ability and kind of what you want to make hopefully should grow and change as, mm-hmm. as time moves forward. So it, as opposed to it being sort of a like I woke up one day and decided to unfurl my freak flag or something. It was just kind of a slow realization that I didn't really want to shy away from making stuff that maybe to other people didn't sound like me, but to me sounds like me. It's the music I hear, you know.
Yeah. A little bit of a progression where you're still Shaky Graves, but at the end of the day, it's something a little different, a little new.
I mean, that was the initial, you know, I don't show people what Shaky Graves used to sound like altogether, but I have some weird, some stuff that's like, you don't get to hear those recordings because they sound kind of awful, but it was, this is a project and not just my name, so it does have a little flexibility. I always hoped that, I didn't intend it to be a specific folk project, and I'm happy it turned into that, but also, Americana is just basically everything but rap and probably includes some rap. I don't even know what the borders of Americana are, so it probably is still Americana. I have no idea.
In some regard, I'm sure, but I think one of the things you really played with, which you don't hear a lot in Americana, is kind of discord and some things that are a little, it's not trying to be perfectly harmonized, perfect, like, melodies. It's, like, a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of went into incorporating some of those sounds?
Something that I really noticed afterwards, even after putting it all together, that it wasn't entirely intentional. Again, it's like I'm just sort of following my nose on stuff. And if I hear something I like, I'll kind of keep digging at it. But the record has a... instead of just a singular voice, it has like a duo voice through a lot of the songs. So it kind of created a sort of disassociative vocal point. Like you're not sure who's singing really at you in a lot of the recordings. And it was just an effect I liked. But once the whole thing was put together and I looked at it, I was like, whoa.
What? Happy accident.
A happy accident, yeah. So now I'm going to lean into that. I meant to do that, and it's to make you hopefully it feel more like the voice in your head as opposed to me trying to tell you something.
Cool. And in terms of the actual recording process and going out and getting these down, you went to a bunch of different places.
Yeah.
I think, what was it, like 5-6 different studios?
Yeah, and a lot of them weren't studios. We would just set up in any sort of space. I mean, like, I had always heard stories of Led Zeppelin and whoever recording in houses and mansions and setting up stuff like that, and that always seemed super alluring to go and, play a whole house, like set up in the kitchen, use the cabinets or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what we had done in the past with just, my own house. I've recorded a lot in my own house, but to make it feel more serious as opposed to just come over to my house and we'll record, it was nice to go and set up somewhere and, like, be removed from situations. So, we went to Levon Helms' barn in Woodstock, which was insane. And, again, the kind of music we played in Woodstock was different than when we went to Colorado and set up on a river on Kevin Costner's property, of all places, which was really... didn't ever see him at all, but like,
why not?
Yeah, because he was off somewhere on his giant plot of land, but you know.
And in terms of your fan base, you know, what's the reaction you've gotten back?
It's been great. It's been exactly sort of what I hoped for, and you know, it's like I was really pensive going into it too, because at the end of the day, I do always want people to listen to what I do, or at least give it a chance. If it's not your cup of tea, I'm fine with that. But man, yeah, it's been really nice. I think people have really gotten what I was sort of going for, and I knew that if I backtracked a little bit and made a record that I didn't really wholeheartedly feel like making in the first place, it would come off even worse, you know. And then I would never be able to walk back, you know. So I think as opposed to it being such a like, this is how it is now, expect every record to be crazy, it's more of just showing another another shade of the same color.
Cool.
And songs translated well to the stage too, especially when you start changing things up. Did you have to add on any members to the band? Or?
No, we've been playing as a four-piece for a while. I mean, I could keep adding people probably if I wanted to. And, you know, I might do some shows down the line where we do make it a however many piece for certain songs. But I'm always trying to, again, get to the heart of what a tune sounds like. If it doesn't sound exactly like the recording, I've always done stuff like that. So trying to really make sure that the song is played the way it should feel, as opposed to worrying so much whether it's like perfectly replicated. That's been a challenge, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, yeah. Congratulations on the new record.
Thank you.
Playing here at Arroyo Seco Weekend. Have a great set later on today.
Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure.
And thanks for talking with us.
Of course.
It's 88.5 FM.